from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Let's do it. Welcome to the podcast. Podcast, a little public service announcement about podcasts.
Yeah.
They might be a little bit shorter for the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're doing a huge competition called Bali Boarding Pass. If you want to go to Bali, head to 919cfm.com.au, register your details on there. But that is taking up quite a bit of our show and therefore taking away some podcasts.
Yeah, we're not going to put it in the potty because, you know,
it's just us calling names out that can't enter. But if you want to be a part of it, you can register right now. You've still got time. 919cfm.com.au.
That is correct. In today's show.
Who are you
show,
offending with that?
Well, the beauty of it is, Taz, is it's non-specific.
It's accent. Everybody.
So, yeah, either
just
everyone
Europeans.
Gets offended or no one gets offended. That's the way I roll.
That's good. That's good. If you want to be offended, you've chosen the wrong podcast. All right. Well, maybe actually today you've chosen the right one. I did find out that Ellie had a very extremely taxing and busy weekend.
Oh, the busiest.
You updated your phone notes app, but you forgot that I could see everything that you were doing.
So ultimately you read my diary.
You're so lame. And it's hilarious. It's so good.
I used to be cool. Literally like... I reckon 18 months ago I was cool, man.
See, I've been on the show for about 8 months.
Yeah, I've significantly dropped in coolness.
Where do you think the coolness has gone? Is it just an age thing?
Yeah, it's probably an age thing.
Oh, I'm about 18 months younger than
you. Oh, true.
So it starts now.
Yeah. Get ready for...
We're so uncool. Enjoy the show.
Being the most boring person ever.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Just want to give you a big round of applause for coming in today. After such a big weekend.
What are you talking about?
I'm so proud of you, Ellie. Honestly, you've had a very, very tough Sunday, it looks like. You forgot. So, Sunny Coast, let me bring you in on this. The notes app of your phone. You can share notes. Ellie and I do this for the show. If we think of anything on the weekend, we can just add it to that and we can come to it on Monday. Ellie forgot that I can see everything that she types on this particular note. You've got rid of, firstly, all of our show stuff, and you've replaced it with a to-do list for the day.
Okay, I didn't realise
that it was
the shared note. Notes app is like my diary, okay?
You've given everything a ticker across as to whether you got to it yesterday. Have a listen to this, Sunny Coast. This was her day.
Okay.
Hang washing out.
Yes.
Tick.
Tick, I did it.
Put washing on. Tick. Wrong order, but I'm assuming you've done them the other way around.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Dishwasher?
Yeah, I cleaned out the dishwasher.
Check mower on charge. Tick.
Yeah, I had to put
that how long did that take you? Five seconds?
It was just a reminder that I had to do it.
Text Jamie. Did you do that?
Because Jamie was coming to mow the lawn.
Lawn. Tick. Oh, you've given yourself a tick for somebody else mowing your lawn. Oh, what a treat. What a treat. The top end of town, Sunny Coast.
The lawn needed to be mowed, and my lovely, one day maybe brother-in-law, Jamie, offered to do it for me.
Offered? Or was it? Did you ask him?
He offered. I think my partner Dan may have strong-armed him into it.
Vacuum upstairs?
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, ATM for cash out. Oh, hello.
I have to pay someone to do something.
Oh, there's another text. Text Beck. A lot of texting going on yesterday. So this got me thinking, right? All of these really lame check mower battery
They're
on charge. Why
for
didn't
me.
You just do it?
Because
it took you longer to write check mower battery on charge than actually checking.
I wrote this at 11 o'clock on Saturday night after a very long day.
Oh, sort ski goggles. Didn't do that. That's got a big red X next to it. That took too long. How many ski goggles have you got?
Just the one. I've just got one. Okay. Someone's coming to buy it on Marketplace. So I have to make sure that it's ready for them.
So I've written a list, Sunny Coast, of, I thought, a day in the life of early a work day. Monday to Friday. So I thought that was yesterday's list.
Yeah.
That was very tiresome, right?
It was a big day yesterday.
So I wrote a work list of stuff that you have to do today.
Okay.
Open door.
Yep, tick. I've done that multiple times.
Walk e-scooter inside.
Yep, did that.
Unclip helmet.
Give it a
tick.
Did
you do that? I'll
tick
that. Turn on laptop.
Give it a tick.
Breathe.
Oh, no, I've forgotten to do that.
Check out eyebrows in mirror and take selfie. Did you do that?
No, I don't do that. Give that one a cross.
Heat up a really bland, smelly lunch that fills the office with a horrible stench.
Well, you tell me if my healthy lasagna was horrible.
Eat bland, smelly lunch.
Are you done?
Play with hair while pretending to listen to somebody else's conversation about work. Have you done that today?
I don't know. How many times have you talked to me? Probably.
Tell everybody how hard I work. Have you done that?
No one works harder.
No one works harder. Text Taz back finally after weeks of never replying.
Oh, no, I haven't done that either.
No, you haven't done that. Grab another Coke Zero.
Yeah, I did that.
You've done that. Yeah, great. Well done,
right,
everybody.
I'm a busy girl, like
Ellie
we
Chaney,
always say.
Big Monday.
No one works harder.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Some crazy scenes in Mooloolaba Friday. I actually came across this news this morning. I don't know what I've been doing all weekend, but someone was having a whale of a time.
Hey.
In Mooloolaba.
You started strong.
You may have seen the video. There is a whale heading into the sort of canals there near Point Cartwright.
Yeah, actually,
getting
past the
lost.
Spit into the Mooloolaba canals. It's very cool. So we thought we'd get an expert in to tell us exactly how this is a thing.
We got so many questions and we have zero answers. Luckily, Johnny from Sunreef joins us. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys.
Johnny just rolled his eyes when you said someone was having a whale
time. That's actually my line. So anytime I hear somebody else use it, I'm like, yeah, kudos, but oh, God.
It's highbrow humor. Well done to the
Johnny, where do you think I got the line from?
Oh,
okay,
I
got it from you. What's going on Friday? Was this supposed to happen? Was the whale lost? What's happened?
How cool!
Yeah,
first
so
of all,
cool.
How cool!
Yeah,
and how unusual. Like in June, early June, to see a whale, even within a mile of the coastline, is amazing. And we've been having these sightings since early May this year.
Yeah.
So, and like June has just been spectacular in terms of like land-based whale watching and whale watching and all that sort of stuff. There's just been whales super close to the shoreline this year. Maybe chalk it down to extremely favourable conditions. I mean, you stand outside on any day for the last 2 weeks and it's just crisp as. The
Absolutely.
Water's flat, it's blue, it's just stunning. So it's like the perfect storm for this whale migration this particular year for these whales to be coming in a hell of a lot closer. And in this case, that's about as close as you can get.
Yeah.
Like that's literally into the river.
Yeah.
So this particular whale was just having a bit of a look, I reckon.
Was it lost? Wow. Did it like get caught?
Look, I've got a couple of different clips of this whale going in and then very, very quickly turning around and going straight back out again.
Yeah.
So I've got around to about the bend where as you're coming into the Mooloolaba Harbour entrance, there's a first bend as you go around where the port channel marker is.
Mm-hmm.
It got just about up to there and then turned around and just slowly swam back out.
Well, that was going to be my next question was, is it a 3-point turn that it does?
Yeah.
How does it turn around in that small space?
Pretty decent size whale too. We're not talking about a juvenile or a small whale. Like this whale was fairly mature.
Yeah, right.
Fairly large. Put it anywhere between 10, 12 metres.
Wow.
It's bigger than most of the boats that are going in and out of the harbour entrance. So.
Well, on that, we had one of the girls at the office was actually there and she saw it and she said there were heaps of boats around and a lot of people doing stupid things because it's law, right, that you've got to turn your engine off if you're within 100 metres of a whale, is it? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
And all these boats were just roaring past it.
I guess they weren't expecting a whale in the river mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But... Yeah,
I did see one clip of it was filmed from a boat.
Yep.
And the boat was making way, so it was moving under power while they were filming the whale, and they actually went straight over the top of the whale.
Jeez.
So at that point, they stopped.
Yeah.
But it's all a bit too late, which is actually serves as a really timely reminder.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've been out there on the weekend, but the recreational boats that are out there. Obviously, with the conditions as good as they are, there's just heaps of boats out there. So it's really, really important to remember that there is a caution zone around all humpback whales, which is actually 300 metres.
Is it that far?
The caution zone is 300 metres, which means you can't go any faster than 6 knots.
Mm-hmm.
The 100-metre radius around a whale is no-go zone.
Okay.
There's also a 3-boat rule.
Oh, wow.
So you can't have any more than 3 boats... actively looking at a whale at one given time.
Johnny from Sunreef, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Fascinating.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Now, according to Ellie, girls don't do this, but people fart, don't they?
Oh, I can't deal. We've been over this before on the show.
I say it wrong.
That you say fart. It's like you fart. Elongate the art.
Fart.
Yes, it's so much longer than it needs to be.
But how should I say it?
Fart.
Fart.
No, for some reason when you say it.
How do I say it differently?
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Give me a word that's harmless that I can say instead of...
Pop off.
Okay.
Thank you. Fluff, if you have to.
Here we go. So for $420, there's a new company that has released flatulence filtering duvet covers.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have. The flatulence filtering duvet cover includes an inbuilt carbon panel to trap flatulence gases before they escape through your duvet.
Trap them?
Trap them. You can simply insert your own duvet into the cover and your gas will be discreetly filtered all night long using the same technology found in our award-winning underwear. All they do, award-winning underwear, Janie.
Underwear makes more sense.
Does it? Just think about what you're saying.
Yes, because that, I feel like that.
What if you sleep in the nude?
No, but I think the underwear is just for general daily use. I don't think it's sleeping underwear.
No, but you're sleeping with a partner and when they release it and then you lift up the duvet.
Oh, the Dutch oven will hit you. The bloody Dutch oven.
The wave that hits you.
No, but I don't want... The word that gets me there, Tassie, is...
Flatulence.
Well, yes. You saying fart. No, traps. It traps the flatulence.
I think it just doesn't allow it to seep through the duvet.
So where does it go, though? Do you have fecal matter stored in your duvet?
Let me... Do you? 545-11919. No, the porous carbon attracts and traps flatulence odours and is simply reactivated when washed. What?
Reactivated?
Sorry. Learn more. I'm clicking learn more. The internet is dying in this building. Can we pay for Wi-Fi? $420 this thing is going to set you back. I mean, I know that bed sheets and stuff are not the cheapest. There's also, you can get the undersheet. The flatulence filtering undersheet. That's going to set you back $280.
Gee, so you're spending like $700 on these things.
How bad are your farts that you think, hang on a second, I want to spend almost $1,000 to make sure that I don't smell it.
Maybe just like change your diet up a little bit. You know, just cheaper. Avoid having carbonara for dinner next time if you have to.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sun's going down on an amazing, amazing Monday. Yeah. Weather-wise, we had a great weather on the weekend.
Yep.
Superb weather. Went to the Lightning game on the weekend, cheered you on.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had a few other things happen as well.
Yeah, busy weekend. Earlier in the show you read out my to-do list. Lots on it.
Put washing on. Tick. Put washing out. Tick. Yeah, well done.
It was
well
busy. Done, but the reason Sunday was so busy was because Saturday was even busier. Mm. I went down and did the big freeze at Caloundra Panthers Footy Club. We're going to talk more about that on the show tomorrow.
Well, I've got some audio from it. It'll be awesome.
Oh, it was so much fun raising money for MND. Really good event. But there was an issue just before I was about to walk out the door. So I dressed up as a banana for it,
mm-hmm.
had my banana costume, had my bag and everything ready to go, and I'm about to leave the house, and my little cavoodle, Simba, comes running up to me. Now, side note, my partner was away over the weekend, and he's Simba's dad, right? I'm just the stepmom.
Simba's favourite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if anything happens to Simba under my watch, oh, God, I'm scared, you know? So I feel a lot of pressure when I'm looking after him. And Simba comes running up to me, and I'd let him go for a little wander in the backyard, which mm-hmm. he doesn't often do. And he'd found some plant and rolled in it. And so he was covered from head to toe.
Because he's that white, fluffy, like curly hair. So everything just gets knotted in there.
Yeah. And the smell of this plant was really strong.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I was like, oh my goodness, it's a poisonous plant and he's eaten it because he's got bad guts at the best of times.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to go down to Caloundra for 4 hours.
Yes.
I'm going to come back and Simba's going to be lying on the floor frothing at the mouth because he's eaten a poisonous plant. So I freaked out, but I didn't have time to wash him.
Bad parent, Ellie.
Right.
Dan comes home. What have you done to Simba? Oh, left for 48 hours.
I freaked out so hard. So I was like, well, he's just going to have to come with me. So I bundled him up.
Yeah.
So I need to keep an eye on him. And I took him to the footy club. And so I rock up at this charity event that I'm going down a big slide on with my cavoodle under my arm. And I was like, I don't know what to do with him. It made me realise, Tassie, I mean, he was fine. Turns out it wasn't a poisonous plant.
It was grass. Like,
all was good. Yeah. You know, he actually had a great day at the footy club. But it made me realise I am a helicopter parent. I am so...
Oh, yeah.
When I have children, I am going to be the most worrisome parent in the world.
Go and
if
have
I can't
fun,
leave my cavoodle
no
home.
No problem. Just jump on the bike and go for it. We'll see you in a few hours. And you won't be able to do that.
No, absolutely not. I'm going to be bloody tailing them in the car next to them while they ride their bike. It's a very stressful
situation. Send me your location. Let me know when you get there.
Oh, gosh. My poor kids. I feel sorry for them already.
Do you want to be a helicopter parent or do you want to change this?
I want to be a cool mom. I don't want to be a regular mom. But I can't. I can't let my cavoodle run
in the
bushes.
Fellow kids, it's you rocking up to like your daughter and her friends hang out.
Oh, I'm screwed. This is CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive
Speaking
home.
Speaking of which, end of financial year, I'm getting a bit stressed.
Okay.
Because it's nearly tax time.
Yes. Oh, the tax man's coming for you.
Well, maybe.
Is this radio station just a front for you, is it?
Yeah, this is why
I mean, I don't understand how that works.
I clean my just money through here.
Yeah. I have no idea how to do that.
No, neither. But I just saw a headline on news.com and the headline was how to make loads of money from July 1.
Oh.
And so I have clicked on that.
Great.
Because I am keen to make loads more money in a cost of living crisis.
Step one, quit radio. That's how to make a lot of money.
Mate, get into investment banking.
Literally.
Can you imagine me?
Financial advising.
What financial advice am I going to
give
here. People?
Oh, yeah, but you have to learn.
I've got none. But this article's all about reminding people a lot of us are getting tax cuts come July 1. Yes. Remember ages ago the government announced that they're going to... So that means basically each paycheck you're going to be getting a little bit more because you're going to be taxed a little bit less. So the average Australian's going to get like an extra $2,000 for the year. Which is nothing to be sneezed at.
Yep.
And so there's this article being like, avoid spending it. Don't spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
So you're going to ignore advice from experts?
Well, I mean, I feel like.
Okay, here we go. Don't take any advice, Sunny Coast, from this.
I could look at it as, you know, I'll put it away and, you know. But I could also look at it as...
Weekly McDonald's for free.
Well, it's free money, Tazzy. Yeah. You know, it's money that I didn't have in 2023, 2024. So I'll be spending it. No?
Speaking of free money.
Yeah.
How about $1,000 after five?
Yeah, okay. That's probably... That's a more surefire way to win. Yep. Under the pump. We've got it on for you very soon. Don't take financial advice ever from this show.
Or do. Well, why not?
Yeah, you'll be broke like
us. Your life.
See you.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.